the Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America invites you to another in the series of programs of Jazz at its Best. And here is your host, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. This evening we are located, Jazz Club USA is located at Birdland, which is New York's outstanding home of modern jazz. In fact, during the last year or two, Birdland is only about, 18 months old, I believe, altogether. And during that time, they've entertained the jazz public with just about all of the greatest names in the modern jazz field. And on today's program, you're going to hear music by two outstanding groups. First of all, we'd like to introduce the leader of one of them, a young man who's been in the jazz scene so long that you'd probably be surprised how young he is, because, well, he started very young, and his name is Georgie Auld. Come in and say hello to our jazz fans all over the world, Georgie.
How are you, Leonard, and how are you, everybody?
I guess it's about how long since you started in the jazz business?
Well, now, let me see. I joined Bunny Berrigan when I was about 16, and I'm 31, so
15
you can
years
figure the
right.
rest out for yourself.
And during the interim, before forming your own band, you worked with quite a number of other band leaders.
Yes, I was with Artie Shaw, the late Bunny Berrigan first, and then Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman. Back to Artie Shaw with a string band. Here and there a bit, you know.
And you were in the service, too.
That's right. Went in the service and came out and organized my own first big band. That's the band you heard at the Lincoln Hotel in New York.
I remember that, George. You had a wonderful big band, but you decided, I guess, that you can make out better right now with the lesser headaches of a small combination.
I think you're right at the present time, Leonard.
Well, where are you from originally, George?
I was born in Toronto, Canada.
How long? Did you come to this country when you were just a baby?
I was just 13 when I came to the States.
I see. Uh-huh. And you've never been overseas, have you?
No, I've never been, and I'm sure looking forward to the day I can make the trip.
I sure hope so, too. Well, let me see. What do you have coming up with the band? Let's give the personnel of the band first.
Well, the personnel stands today as Tiny Conn on drums, Frankie Rossellino on trombone and vocals, Curly Russell on bass, and Harvey Leonard on piano.
A very fine lineup. I heard the band the other night, and we're looking forward to hearing them again this evening. And your first number, I believe, is going to be an old Juan Tizol thing that Ellington made into a hit.
Perdido, that's correct. Perdido.
All right, let's go.
All right. Thank you.
Fitzgerald plays Robin's Nest. Now we'd like to introduce one of the co-leaders of the other all-star combination that's appearing currently at Birdland. He's known all over the world as the number one man in the modern saxophone field, the fabulous Yardbird, Charlie Parker.
Hello, Leonard. Charlie, I believe that you have been overseas much more than probably anybody else in the present Birdland lineup, so maybe you can say hello to some of your fans abroad.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to a lot of my very good friends in Sweden, some in Denmark, some in France.
Oh, you were over there just a few months ago, and I believe they're probably very anxious for you to come back now. But in the meantime, you are, I understand, reorganizing your string group very shortly.
Yeah, I'm going to organize them again for a short while. They have a slight tour, theater tour and a concert tour, I think, in view.
Well, we've been talking about the relative merits from the jazz point of view of your working with the large string ensemble and working with a little five-piece group like you have here now. Do you have any particular preference, or would you just say it's a matter of what kind of music you play?
Well, the two things are definitely different. I mean, you get one feeling with one, from my standpoint, you get one feeling with one with the combination and another feeling with the violins altogether, but I wouldn't say any one is inferior to the other.
No, I agree with you. It's just a matter of whether the public wants to listen to something in a more melodic vein with a string.
That's it,
or more improvisation.
Opinion, yes.
I think you get more freedom and more ad-libbing, naturally, with this group that you're with. Now, I like it. Now, I like to hear it in both forms. I'm very glad you've been able to do both.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Well, Charlie, now we'll listen to the All-Stars with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and you name the rhythm section, Charlie.
There's Roy Haynes drums, and there's Tommy Potter bass, and we've been using Billy Taylor on piano.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Thank you.
Just want to remind you that Jazz Club USA is taking you on a recorded visit to Birdland, the so-called jazz center of the world in New York City. That number was called Hot House. And next, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker play Embraceable You. Of course, the number that has become practically the national anthem of jazz, How High the Moon. Thank you.
That brings to a close our visit of Jazz Club USA to Birdland. At Broadway and 52nd Street, in the heart of the New York Theatrical District, we've been entertained by the music of Georgie Auld and his all-star group, and Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and their all-star quintet. Meantime, don't forget, we still would like to hear from you, your comments and your questions and suggestions, anything pertaining to the jazz world. Just drop us a line. You can reach us at Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.